Lord, and we're so glad, amen, to be with y'all, and we just enjoyed the day, and I sure am glad that I'm your brother, praise God. I'm glad I'm in the family of God.
Yes.
And I'm glad that this is not just something we do because we don't have anything else to do. I'm glad this is a way of life, praise God. And not only a way of life in this life, but it's a way of life that leads beyond this life. Praise the Lord. And I'll be glad when we finally get to that place. Glory to God. Will the saints all tell the story that in the realm of glory there's a city for those washed in the blood. Up there there's no more dying, no more sickness, no more crying. Listen what they're singing round the throne. They're singing, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. They're singing, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Then the 24 in that land of holy splendor fell down and worshiped at the throne. They struck a heavenly chord. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. Well, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. They're singing, glory, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Then the spotless Lamb, Lion of Judah, Son of Man, took the book from his Father's hand. The elders had their harps, a new song they would start. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Well, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Will the saints all tell the story that in the realm of glory there's a city for those washed in the blood. Up there there's no more dying, no more sickness, no more crying. Just listen what they're singing round the throne. They're singing, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Well, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Then the spotless Lamb, Lion of Judah, Son of Man, took the book from his Father's hand. Well, the elders had their harps, a new song they would start. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Singing, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Singing, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Then the 24 in that land of holy splendor fell down and worshiped at the throne. They struck a heavenly chord. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. They're singing, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. They're singing, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Oh, won't you lift your hands and give Him praise? Praise God, He's worthy. He's worthy. Glory to God. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. They're singing, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Well, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Saints all tell the story that in the realm of glory there's a city for those washed in the blood. Up there there's no more dying, no more sickness, no more crying. Just listen what they're singing round the throne. They're singing, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. They're singing, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Praise God. If someone comes into that holy assembly that day, and when they died, amen, the last few days of their life, they might have been spent, amen, bedfast. But in that assembly, they won't be bedfast anymore. Praise God. They may have lived this life without some of the facilities that, the faculties that we enjoy. There's a man that I know in the Martinsburg VA hospital, and there I met him, and he's an inspiration to me. He's a Marine. I know he's a Marine because on the back of his wheelchair has USMC,
yeah,
and Semper Fi. Praise God. And I know he's a Marine because he's got American flags flying on both sides of his wheelchair.
All
praise
right.
God. But he doesn't have any legs.
Uh-huh.
His legs were given on the battlefield.
All right.
Praise God. But you know, he never will stop being a Marine.
Uh-huh.
Y'all hear me now.
Yeah.
He never will stop being a Marine.
Right.
He will not let the things that come against him,
yes,
change who he is.
All right.
Praise God.
Glory.
Man, I like to live like that.
Yes.
Woo! I like to live where the things of this world will not change who I am.
Praise
God.
Right.
And where there come trouble or trial, amen, whether it be sickness, amen, there's all sorts of things that could come my way, but dear God, let me be a child of God.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Let me be a child of the King.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. You know, it's not important really that I have money in my bank account. It's not important that I really, honestly, it's not important that I actually have movement in my body. Amen. But it is very important, praise God, that my soul is saved.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That's the most important thing in this whole world. Praise God. Without that, we have nothing. Amen.
That's right.
Praise God. We love you. We appreciate you. And I know I say this a lot, but I really like coming up here. Praise God.
Glory.
Or coming from the far land where we live in. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God. And I told you this morning, we never do live in an easy place to get to. So,
yeah.
Praise God. But we love you. We appreciate you. Man, everybody here has got talent. Have you noticed that? Everybody here has got talent.
Uh-huh.
These kids beating on these drums, they got talent.
Yeah.
Did you see them keeping time while they was singing those songs, when they was playing those songs up there?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I was watching them. Uh-huh. Praise God. One of them beat the drum loose. Amen. But he was still in time when the drum fell. Praise God. And y'all have a wonderful, wonderful talent. Praise God.
Yeah.
And I just love the way you're using it for God. Don't forget to use it for the Lord.
That's right.
Amen. We appreciate your offering and give to us. We will sincerely try our best to use it in some way or another. Amen. For the gospel. Sometimes I go by McDonald's and use it in the gospel. Praise God.
Yeah.
Sometimes I pay a light bill and use it in the gospel.
Right. Right.
Praise God. But here lately, we've been buying a lot of gas for the gospel.
Yeah.
Praise God. But we love you. We appreciate you. I don't take it lightly that Brother Ricky has asked me to come. And Brother Ben's my friend. Did y'all know that?
Praise God. He's my friend. Amen. Did y'all know y'all my friend? Praise God. You are. We appreciate you. 2 Samuel chapter number 2. 2 Samuel chapter number 2, and reading just a few verses from verse 18 down to verse 23. 2 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 18. Thank you for standing. And there were three sons of Zeruiah there, Joab and Abishai and Azahel. And Azahel was as light of foot as a wild roe.
Yes.
And Azahel pursued after Abner, and in going he turned not to the right hand nor to the left from following Abner.
Yes.
Then Abner looked behind him and said, "Art thou Azahel?" And he answered, "I am." And Abner said to him, "Turn thee aside to thy right hand or thy left, and lay thee hold to one of the young men, and take thee his armor." But Azahel would not turn aside from following of him. And Abner said again unto Azahel, "Turn thee aside from following me. Wherefore should I smite thee to the ground? How then should I hold up my face to Joab thy brother?" Howbeit, he refused to turn aside. Wherefore Abner with the hinder end of his spear smote him under the fifth rib, that the spear came out behind him. And he fell down there and died in the same place. And it came to pass that as many as came to the place where Azahel fell down and died stood still. Praise God. Would you help me pray? Heavenly Father, we're grateful for your word. I'm grateful, Lord, for all that's been said and done already in this day. And we thank you, Lord, for the precious fellowship of your people. And I pray, God, that you'd bless this word of God that you've given me, Lord, and bless it to the hearts of those that are here. And help us, Lord, to use it for the benefit of the kingdom of God. And Lord, would you lead us to this altar, God, and at the ending part of this day, Lord, let this altar be the highest point of this day. God, help us to deal with things, Lord, that need to be dealt with, Lord, and lay down things that need to be laid down and pick up things that need to be picked up, God. And we'll fail not to give you the praise and honor and glory, for it's in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for standing. Praise God. I want to preach to you for a little while about this, and I guess I need to go back over the scripture just a little bit. And I fought the devil over this today. Praise God. So y'all just pray for me while I try to preach it. Amen. When these three sons of Zeruiah there, amen, Joab, Abishai, and Azahel, it notes that Azahel, amen, was a man that was light of foot as a wild roe. Praise God. That was what he was. He was fast. He was so fast that he was compared with being a deer, a wild animal. He was that light of foot.
Yes, yes.
Amen. We know about Abner. We know that Abner was a man of war, and he had been the war lord, the captain of Saul's army.
Right.
And we know also, Bible readers know that at this point in history, amen, Joab is not wanting Abner to stay around because David has a lot of regard for Abner.
Yes.
And Joab wants Abner's job. Praise God.
Yes.
And so here, amen, Azahel, this young man, amen, is going to fall into something that's going to be very, very painful. Amen. And the end of his life. Praise God. Now, if you read this with me, you'll see that when Azahel took off Abner, after Abner, in verse 19, Azahel pursued after Abner.
Yeah.
Amen. And he was so single-minded in what he did. Amen. The Bible said he turned not to the right hand or nor to the left from following Abner. And Abner looked behind him, amen, and then asked him a question, "Art thou Azahel?" And he said, "I am."
Yeah.
Praise God. And then Abner pleaded with this young man, and he said, "Turn aside to thy right hand or to thy left, and lay thee hold on one of the young men, and take thee his armor." Praise God. But Azahel would not turn aside from following of him.
Yeah.
Now that was an awful, wonderful gesture by Abner.
Yes, it was.
Abner is the one that's being chased. Yes. Abner's life is in danger from this young man, this swift young man who's after him. Amen. Abner cares enough for this young man that he looks behind him to verify that it is Azahel. Yes. Amen. After that look behind him, he begins to plead with Azahel. Azahel, turn aside and get some armor. You cannot fight with me in the shape that you're in right now, Azahel. Amen. Azahel was fleet of foot. Amen. But Abner was a man of war. Yes. Praise God. Yes. Now there's the thing about being fast is you can be fast, amen, but not be a man of war. Praise
right.
God.
Right.
And what's going to happen is, amen, as Azahel continues on closer, amen, as he gets ready to capture, amen, what he thinks is he's getting ready to capture Abner. Abner is carrying a spear, amen, and then Abner does something absolutely contrary, amen, to any military maneuver that I know of. And the Bible said that Abner stood still, amen, and then he took the hinder part of that spear and he thrust it back. Amen. And the young man Azahel's own momentum, amen, impaled him up on the hinder end of that spear. And the Bible said it was so that the hinder end of the spear came all the way out of his back. Praise God.
Yeah.
His own momentum was what caused it. Praise
yeah.
God. I'd like to preach to us just a few minutes, if the Lord will help me. What will we do with it when we get it?
All right.
What will we do with it when we get it?
Come on.
Now, Azahel didn't think this thing through. Anybody here ever had an old dog that chased a car?
Yeah.
You ever have had a few of them? Praise God.
And
I've been in the car the old dog's chased. Praise God. I have a foolproof method of driving a dog nuts. Praise God. As I go down the road for a little while and they get after me and start barking and carry on. Amen. I hit the brakes and stand dead still. Praise God. Now the same dog that was chasing me with all that he knowed how to chase me with, when he catches me, he don't know what to do with me. Praise God. He'll walk around the car. Amen. He may look around it for a while. He may sniff around the doors. Praise God. But he has no idea what he's going to do with the thing that he finally caught. Praise God.
Yeah.
And you know, there's a lot of situations in life that are just like that. Amen. The things that we get, that we take after with all of our the things that we should give to the Lord, like Brother Ben had said at the beginning of the service, our heart, our mind, our soul, our strength. Amen. We should give unto the Lord. And we take after some other thing besides the Lord. Amen. And we expend our energy and we try to follow after that we think, amen, is going to do something for us in some manner or another. Amen. Only to find out when we finally do catch up with it. Praise God. It's not really apparent, amen, whether we have it or it has us. Glory
right.
to God.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Glory to God.
That's right.
And when Azahel finally got a hold of Abner, amen, it wasn't what he thought it was going to be. Praise God. You'll find this principle throughout the Bible. You'll find it in different men's lives. You can go through the Bible and you can begin to look at Samson, who went down to Timnath and he saw a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. Praise God. And you can see that when Samson saw that woman, that he wanted that woman. Amen. But we know, because we have read on past this part in the Scripture, that when he caught what he wanted, amen, it was not what he thought that it would be. Praise God. And we could go on down a little ways farther than that. Amen. And we could see him lying in Delilah's lap. And we could see him stroking his hair. Amen. And finding those locks that signified his dedication unto God. Amen. And cutting those locks off. Amen. And then this mighty man of God rose up like like he did many times before this, and shook himself, and he wist not that the Spirit of God had departed from him. Amen. But he got what he wanted. Praise God. He really did get what he wanted. He was laying right there in Delilah's lap. Amen. But when he caught what he was after, amen, it wasn't really the prey that he thought it'd be. As a matter of fact, at the hands of Delilah, amen, the chaser, the hunter, became the hunted. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you know, I see that often in the lives of so many folks. Amen. I followed it in my own life. Amen. The things that I thought I wanted. Amen. When I finally got a hold of them, I couldn't find enough room in this world to try to get rid of what I thought I needed. Praise God. Y'all help me preach a minute. Glory to God. There are some things that we don't even know what we're chasing after. We have no idea. Amen. We have this mirage that the devil has painted in our intellect, in our imagination. Amen. He's taken some little old something. Amen. He's piled it up and made something else out of it. Amen. And we really don't understand. Amen. The thing that we're chasing after. Praise God. Hallelujah. Mary Miller told me a story down in Alabama. And Mary told me that this is one of Ralph Lowry's stories, so blame Ralph. Praise God. And she said that some city slickers was watching this farmer plow field. And they liked what they saw, and they decided they wanted to go into farming. And so they went to this farmer, and they wanted to buy his mule from him. Praise God. And when they asked to buy his mule, then that farmer was a pretty smart guy, and he realized who he's dealing with. And so he told him, I won't sell you my mule, but I've got a couple mule legs that I'll sell you. Amen. So he promptly sold them two watermelons. Amen. They put it in an old cart and headed down the road. And when they did, they hit a bump and the watermelons rolled off, and they went back to check on it. It busted the watermelon, but about that time, a big old long-eared rabbit hopped across the road. Praise God. And one farmer looked to the other. Amen. And they thought that those mule legs had finally hatched out. Praise God. And so they took after that rabbit, and they ran it, and they ran it, and they ran it. Amen. And one farmer finally exclaimed to the other. He said, just leave it alone. It runs too fast to plow with anyway. Praise God.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
Do you really know
what
you're chasing?
Right.
This silly, I know it's just a silly old story. But these men actually thought they were chasing a mule.
Yeah.
Only to realize, I hope they realized.
Yeah.
Later on, Brother Tim, they found out that the thing that they were chasing was not the thing that they thought it was. Amen.
Right.
You'll see this. Amen. When you see Lot looking towards Sodom.
Yes.
And pitched his tent towards Sodom.
Right.
And there pitching his tent towards Sodom in his own mind, he began to, and the Bible gives us the reasoning of his mind. And it said that going down towards Sodom looked like the garden of God. Amen. As you're coming up out of Eden, praise God. And his heart was filled with all of that sort of thing, was filling up his imagination. Amen. But after a while, when he finally got a hold of it, amen, it's going to cost him the life of a precious wife. It's going to cost him some precious daughters. Praise God. I wish that I could never see something, amen, that was so blind me to the ways of God and the ways of holiness.
Yeah.
Amen. That I might go after something. Amen. Only to realize in my dying breath, amen, that I had followed a lie. I had believed a lie and become damned. Praise God. I have no desire to trade this good way. Amen. All for some foolishness. Amen. Down the road somewhere or another. Amen. I just might get what I chase after. And if I get what I chase after, what will be the price that I'll pay? Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Lord God.
Oh, God.
Lord God.
Oh,
and David, Amen. The Bible's full of these folks. Amen. The Bible puts them here. Amen. For us to read up boldly. Amen. In the secureness. Amen. Of a nice church building. In a secure surrounding of our living room or our kitchen. Amen. Brother Freddie, we can sit there and we can read. Amen. About what happened in the lives of these biblical characters. Amen. And what the purpose is. Amen. Is that we might not make those same and dreadful mistakes. Praise God. And David on the day the kings went out to battle. Amen. David decided that he was going to stay home. And when he stayed home, he went up on that housetop. Amen. He went up on that rooftop. His decisions are getting worse as the day goes on. Amen. He decides to go up on that housetop. And then he decides to look over to his neighbor's house. And his decisions are going wrong. Amen. And then he decides that, amen, he likes what he sees over there. Amen. And he sends out his servants to bring Bathsheba to him. And he is going wrong. He is going wrong. Every step that he's making is going wrong. But he's going headlong after what his eyes have seen. Amen. And what his flesh has lusted after. But I tell you what the end of the thing is going to be. It's going to be an old prophet of God standing before him by the name of Nathan. And David at that time has gone ahead and killed one of his very best soldiers. Amen. By the name of Uriah. And praise God. And it's become a terrible situation. Amen. In the mansion of the king. But I want to tell you, when that prophet stood before David and began to tell him that story. Amen. About all the things that God had revealed to him. And he looked David in the eye and said, thou art the man. I know David wished a million times he'd have went to war.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, I believe David, y'all help me preach a minute now. I want to preach you what I think a minute here. I believe there's a bunch of times in that hour when the prophet of God told him, he said, the sword shall never leave your house.
Yeah.
Amen. I believe in those times he wished he'd have went out to war. He wished he'd have went on out to battle. Praise God. As a matter of fact, Brother Ben, he might have said, I'd rather die out in battle.
Yeah.
Amen. And to see my children going wrong like they are.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Y'all help me preach a minute.
Right.
I'm asking us a question here. What will we do if we catch it? And if we do catch it, have we really caught it, or has it caught us? If we look at this in the right, a right direction, praise God, I'm not sure, amen, if the cost of catching it is going to be worth what the results of it is. Amen.
Yeah.
You know, we have this idea, and y'all, please help me preach. Praise God. We have this idea in the United States of America that we're so individual, that we make our decisions and it doesn't affect anybody because we're so individual. Amen. That's a lie.
That's right.
Every decision that we make affects someone else somewhere or another. Praise God. And I know this. Amen. In my own life. But I can read it from the Word of God. I can read it when Achan went down. Amen. And he saw that goodly Babylonian garment. And he longed for that good Babylonian garment. And he had to have it. And he had to have those wedges. Praise God. But the reality of what he'd done didn't come to pass until Joshua began to speak with him. Amen. And when he spoke with him, Brother Slim, and at the end of his conversation, amen, they said, go get his cattle. Amen. Go get his wives. Go get his sons and his daughters. Amen. Go get everything that he owns, even his tent. Amen. And bring it down into the valley. Amen. And they stoned it and burned it with fire. Praise God. Amen. You know the things that we chase after. Amen. If you look behind you, amen, one of the favorite things that my dad has, Amen. There's a little poem called, amen, The Footsteps of Father. Amen. It's a little poem about, amen, a little boy following his daddy down the road. And every step that his daddy makes, he tries to put his little foot in inside of that great big foot. Amen. And my daddy's point was, amen, we are leading someone else with our steps, with our wants and our wishes. Amen. We're leading someone else. Praise God. Oh, do you, what if the things that we want, amen, are going to be deaf to their souls?
Hallelujah. Oh, you're preaching right.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, glory, glory, glory. I'm going to preach just a few more minutes and I'm going to quit. I don't know what point that Judas decided that he wanted the money in the bag. The Bible alludes to it. Amen. When the lady was washing Jesus' feet with her hair and broken that box of alabaster. Amen. And poured it on him, anointed him. And the Bible alludes to the fact that Jesus, amen, knew that Judas wanted what was in that treasury bag. Praise God. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. When he first started wanting it, I wonder if the glitter of those few coins, amen, were something he can say, like Brother Marty just said, all right, I can turn away from that. I'll just turn away. Amen. But the next time it was a little more and a little more until it left his eyes and went to his mind and then settled down in his heart. And he had to have that silver. Glory to God. You know, I like listening to preachers. I listen to them. I like listening to them. On Sunday mornings, I get so aggravated I could eat nails and spit staples. Praise God. Because I hear this preacher coming on, and when he's coming on, he says, you know, I've got a prayer shawl that I can sell you. Offer YB52. Just call us up at 1-800-whatever. Amen. I got 17 different tapes of promises of God that I'll read to you. Just dial up KB52.5 and I'll sell them to you for $19.95. Y'all help me preach a minute.
Yeah.
And somewhere or another, the first time that little glitter of that money, amen, attracted his attention. Praise God.
Yeah.
And when that money attracted his attention, amen, his minute, y'all help me preach now. If I'm talking about your favorite preacher, please listen to me carefully. I need to warn you about something. Amen. Or that man, some way or another, amen, he's took the instruments, the holy instruments of God, and used them to fill up his checkbook and to pay for his cars and to buy his land with. Amen. And if Jesus was here right now, he'd be on that broadcast. And you hear somebody say, hold on a minute, we've got a wild man that's just entered into this place. Amen. Where we're making this recording at. And what's he doing? He's throwing over the telephone table. Amen. He's telling you, you can't get to heaven. Amen. With your checkbook, you gotta go with your heart. Praise God. Amen. And his eyes were full of that. Amen. And in the filling up of that, amen, he traded the gospel.
Yes, he did.
And you might say, he preaches better than you, Brother Eddie. I know it. He don't have to fight hell near as bad as I do.
That's right.
Y'all help me preach a minute. He don't have to fight hell because hell's already got him in his back pocket.
That's right.
Praise God. And there's an anointing. Y'all help me preach a minute. That's the farthest thing away from my notes. I don't know how in the world I got on this. Praise God. But it's some way or another, we got to warn. We're coming to church this morning. Hey, better listen to a preacher on there. And he said, I need 9 folks right now to mail me $13 and something another. I forgot what it was. I need 9 people right now to mail me $13. I see one of you is going to have a brand new business. One of you is going to get that home that you wanted. Hey, better. I want to shout out, Judas!
Judas!
we want dictates our steps. We move ourselves in the direction to achieve the things that we want. Amen. Look at your steps. The way they're heading, if you catch it, what are you going to do with it? Hallelujah. The old brother Frank Deal, he's a brother now. He wasn't a brother at the time, but he's a brother now. I worked with him. He had an old Bayliner boat. And on that old Bayliner boat, he'd go out in the bay and he'd catch sharks. And he went out there to catch a shark. And you know how fishermen like to tell stories? Any fisherman here? Praise God. Glory to God. There's a few of you. Amen. They like to tell stories. And Frank was telling me a story on a job one day. And he said he pulled in this shark. And they had a habit of shooting over the side of the boat and killing the thing before they would gaff it and pull it on. He said they shot that thing and they pulled it on board the boat. But as soon as it got on board the boat, said that thing came alive. Praise God. And he said there wasn't enough room for them and that shark on that boat. Glory to God. What happens if we get it in to our house? What happens if we set it down in our living room? Come on now, let me preach a minute. Amen. What happens if we follow along that step? What happens inside our house? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus, help me. Jesus, help me. It may not be for silver. It may not be for gold. But still by the tens of thousands, the Prince of Life is sold. Sold for a godless friendship. Bring them right on into the... Ran on into the living room. Sold for a selfish aim. Sold for a fleeting trifle. Sold for an empty name. Sold in the mart of science and sold in the seat of power. Sold in the shrine of fortune. Sold in pleasure's bower. Sold for the awful bargain none but God's eyes can see. Ponder, my soul, this question. Shall he be sold out by thee? Sold, alas, what a moment. Stifled his conscience voice. And sold, and a weeping angel records the fatal choice. Sold, but the price accepted to a living coal shall turn. With the pangs of a late repentance deep in the soul to burn. There's a man that I know is a... I pastored a little church over in Augusta County for 12 years. We used to have what we call a mini camp meeting. It was like a souped up homecoming. Praise God. And that's what it was. It really was. And I had this guy, and he came to my meeting faithfully. And he had a sweet little wife. Amen. One time that we had the meeting, and I got to looking around for him. He was out of Buckeye Holler. I got to looking around for him, and I began to question, where is he at? And they said, brother, haven't you heard? I hadn't heard nothing. I said, he brought an internet, and I got internet. Don't misunderstand me. I do have internet. He brought internet and set it into his living room. And while his wife was on the job, he began to contact other females. Help me, Lord. Woo. You know, I love you. I ain't just flapping my jaws. I love you. And this ain't what I had planned on preaching tonight. I was going to preach to you about midnight. But one day he left that sweet, holiness woman and met this other lady off in another place. When he got there, Brother Slim, just a little short time, he realized what a mistake that he had made. And he went back to that little lady. Amen. But that little lady had taken off on her own direction now. I'm preaching to you a fact. Hallelujah. I'm going way out on a limb here, carrying the saw with me and sawing as I go. I don't answer those calls that somebody in your graduating class would like to have an instant message with you. For one thing, I can't type. If it was instant, instant potatoes and microwave, that's instant to me. My typing, I could write to my wife, I love you, and 5 minutes later, she'll be waiting for the period to come on. Yeah. Bro, I ain't got no use for that.
Right.
You say what am I not, brother? Help me with my notch here. I'm not, huh? I'm not computer literate. That's for one thing. Amen. But I may not be socially. I might be a grouch. But I'm a saved grouch.
All right.
And I got this beautiful little lady here who trusts me.
Right.
And I will not forfeit that for one conversation that might dim her respect for me in any way at all. Because I may start after just saying, how are you doing? Amen. And end up, amen, wishing I'd never, ever touched the keyboard. Hallelujah. You know, it sounds to me like I just nailed everything closed. You can't have anything. You're afraid to move, I guess. Praise God. But I want to tell you that, amen, the direction you're traveling, amen, if you're traveling in a direction that's going to take you and your family away from the presence of God, you're traveling in the wrong way. But there is another way to travel. There is another direction to go in. Praise God. As sure as there's a way to stumble, there's a way to stay straight. Praise God. That's the reason we have services. That's the reason we have altar calls. Amen. That's the reason we sing about power in the blood. Amen. That's the reason we have camp meetings. That's the reason we have revivals. That's the reason we have homecomings. Amen. We're stressing again. Amen. How important it is to go the right way. Praise God. And to build each other up in a most holy faith. Great Lamb of God. And there's another way to go. Amen. There's someone else to seek after. Amen. He's got nail scarred hands. Amen. And you never go wrong following Jesus. You never go wrong following Jesus. Amen. You never go wrong bearing your head at an old-fashioned altar and praying, fall on me, Holy Ghost. Fall on me, Holy Ghost. Fall on me, Triune God. Fall on me, Father. Fall on me, Son. Fall on me, Holy Ghost. And as I chase after that, I hear the devils of hell saying, I turn back, but I hear heaven say, amen, around a great cloud of witnesses that are saying, run on, run on, run on. Amen. Lay aside the weight and sin that does so easily beset you, and run with patience the race that's set before you, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. Oh, brother, there's a way to run. Praise God, there's something to run to. Amen. There's a way. Amen. Oh, listen to me. Amen. There's more to the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm just talking in tongues. There's more to the Holy Ghost. Amen. Than just shouting around the household of God. Amen. There's a power and a power there. Amen. That makes hell tremble. Amen. Because of sinners. Amen. Can realize that power in a man or woman of God. Amen. Who wants to go the right direction. I'm not saying you won't fight hell to get there. But Brother Slim, heaven will come and help us. Heaven will come and help us. Amen. And when heaven comes to help us, amen, and we ask our soul a question. If I get what I'm running after, what am I going to get? I can hear Paul say, I fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith, glory to God. I can hear, amen, I can hear them old prophets of old. I can hear old Claudius singing, ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. Hallelujah to God. I'm telling you, there is a way to run. Amen, and in that run, there is peace. And in that run, there is power. And in that run are the promises of God. Amen, and the longer you run, and the farther you go, the sweeter it gets. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You look around behind you, and grace will be following after you. Amen. Your steps that are heading toward Calvary. Amen. Grace's little steps will be right behind you. Amen. Oh, help me preach a minute. Woo. Wouldn't you like to get in the presence of God? Where you got a hold, amen, and you can't tell if you're holding on to him or he's a holding on to you. Woo! Hallelujah. I'd like to get in the presence of God. I feel like he turned me inside out. Amen. Shook me like an old rug. Amen. Hung me up on the railing. Amen. Y'all beat rugs at y'all's house. My wife is a rug beater. Praise God. I put them old rugs up on the side of the railing and beat it with a broom. Oh, purge me with hyssop. Amen. And I shall be clean. Wash me. Wash me. And I'll be whiter than snow. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Wouldn't you like to have it so? Amen. The Holy Ghost has got you in a pot. Amen. Like a big old apple butter pot. Amen. Throwed your soul in there. And he's adding sugar. Hallelujah. He's adding a sweetening. Amen. And sweeter. Ever stirring that goes around sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. Hallelujah. Another bag of Holy Ghost sugar goes in there. Amen. All of a sudden, amen, you feel like, amen, your cup is going to run over. Hey, oh, glory to God. And the boiling, that boiling sensation starts down. Amen, somewhere in the center of your being. Amen, you feel that power. And you feel that anointing. And you feel that want to rising up again. Glory, 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 glory. And you say, oh, God, I'm glad I followed you. I'm glad I followed you. I'm so glad I followed you, Lord. I'm glad I'm a running after Calvary. I'm glad I'm a running after the old rugged cross. I'm glad I'm running after a holy lifestyle. Amen. I'm glad I'm not running, amen, in vain. But I'm laying hold. I'm laying hold on eternal life. Hallelujah.
That is right.
Oh. Hallelujah. I've been running a long time for Jesus. I have troubles and trials on my way. I don't know what the rest of it is. Somewhere up a stop. Can't stop me. But I'm running on with victory today. Running on with victory. Woo! I tell you, not only victory. Amen. The Bible said, amen, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days.
Oh, hallelujah.
Woo. Hallelujah. Praise God. Pardon if we take up so much of the pew here. Amen. We always carry a few extra ones around with us. Amen. I sit here with my wife and her goodness and mercy sits on that side and my goodness and mercy sits on this one. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh God. Let us apprehend you, Lord. Let us apprehend you, forgetting those things that are behind us. pressing. Oh. Hallelujah. Obey the Lord, church. Obey the Lord. Somebody get me a song, brother, whoever y'all do. I like to walk and pray. Walk through the house praying. Sometimes it's almost an audible voice of hell behind me. Everything I pray, I can feel hell trying to pull it back. Amen. But if I keep on praying and I keep on walking, I'm joined by a heavenly presence. Glory, glory, glory. Let's stand and pray. Jesus. 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 Oh, God. Draw us, Lord. Sister Brown was here tonight. We'd ask her, Sister Brown, would you care to sing a little bit of I'm a running from my life? I'm a running from my life. Yeah. Sister Brown would say, I can't play it nowhere but in G. That's what Sister Brown sings it in. If anybody asks you, what's the matter with me? Just tell them I'm saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled and fire baptized. I've got Jesus on my side. I'm a running for my life. I'm a running for my life. I'm running for my life. I'm running for my life. I'm running for my life. If anybody asks you, what's the matter with me? Just tell them I'm saved, Holy Ghost filled. I've got Jesus on my side. I'm a runner for my life. Oh, could you run after Jesus? Let's find us a place and pray. Come on all over the building. Let's find us a place. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm running for my life. 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 If anybody asks you, what's the matter with me? Just tell them I'm saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled and fire baptized. I've got Jesus on my side. I'm a running for my life. Are you running for your life? 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 Anybody asked you, what's the matter with you? Just tell them I'm saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized. I've got Jesus on my side. I'm a runner for my life. I'm running 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 for my life. If anybody has, what's the matter with me?
Sanctified. For a rest time. Jesus, oh my son, and I'm running for my life.
I'm running for my life.
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 Anybody ask
you, what's the matter with me?
Tell them I'm saved.
Sanctified.
I got Jesus on my side and running for my life.
Running for my life.
Running for my life.
Running for my life.
I'm running for my life.
Anybody
ask you what's the matter with me? Tell them I'm saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized. I got Jesus on my side and running for my life.
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 Anybody ask you,
what's the matter with me? Tell them I'm saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized. I got Jesus on my side. I'm running for my life. I'm running for my life.
I'm running for my life.
I'm running for my life.
I'm running for my life.
Anybody ask you, what's the matter with me? Tell them I'm saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, by baptized. I got Jesus on my side, I'm running for my life.
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 Running for my life.
Anybody ask you,
what's the matter with me?
Tell them I'm saved, sanctified,
Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized. I got Jesus on my side and I'm running for my life.
I'm running for my life.
Running for my life.
Running for my life. Running for my life.
Anybody ask you what's the matter with me?
Tell them
I'm saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized. I got Jesus on my side and running for my life.
I'm 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 running for my life.
Anybody
ask you, what's the matter with me? Tell them I'm saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized. I got Jesus on my side. I'm running for my life.
I'm running for my life.
I'm running for my life. I'm running for my life. I'm running for my life. Anybody ask you what's the matter with me? Tell them I'm saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and fire baptized. I got Jesus on my side. I'm running for my life.
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 I'm running for my life. I'm running for my life. Anybody ask you what's the matter with me? When I'm saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized, I got Jesus on my side, I'm running for my life.
I'm running for my life. I'm running for my life.
I'm running for my life.
I'm running for my life.
I'm running for my life. Anybody ask you what's the matter with me? Tell them I'm saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized, I got Jesus on my side, I'm running for my life.
Running for my life.
I'm running for my life.
Running for my life.
I'm running for my life. Anybody ask you what's the matter with me? What's the matter with me? Tell them I'm saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized. I got Jesus on my side. I'm running for my life. I'm running for my life.
I'm running for my life.
I'm running for my life. I'm running for my life. If anybody asks you what's the matter with me, tell them I'm saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and fire baptized. I got Jesus on my side. I'm running for my life.
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 alive. Running room alive. Running room alive. If anybody asks you what's the matter with me, tell them I'm saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized. I got Jesus on my side. I'm running from alive.
I'm running from alive. I'm running from alive.
I'm running from alive.
I'm running from alive.
I'm running from alive.
Anybody
ask you what's the matter with me? Tell them I'm saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized. I got
Jesus on my side. I'm running from alive.
Running for my life,
running for my life,
running for my life. If anybody asks you what's the matter with me, tell them I'm saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled and fire baptized. I got Jesus on my side. I'm running for my life. 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 Oh, I'm running for my life. If anyone asks you what's the matter with me, well, tell them I'm saved, sanctified, I'm Holy Ghost filled, I'm bound by ties. I got Jesus on my side. I'm running for my life. 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 If anyone asks you
what's
tell them I'm saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled and fire baptized. I got Jesus on my side. I'm running for my life.
Hallelujah. Running for my life. I'm running for my life.
I'm running for my life.
I'm running for my life.
If anyone asks you what's the matter with me, tell them I'm saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled and fire baptized. I got Jesus on my side. I'm running for my life.
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 If anyone asks you what's the matter with me, you can tell them I'm saved, sanctified, I'm Holy Ghost filled, I'm fire baptized. I got Jesus on my side. I'm running for my life. 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 If anyone asks you what's the matter with me, you can tell them I'm saved, sanctified, I'm Holy Ghost filled, I'm fire baptized. I got Jesus on my side. I'm running for my life.
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 If anyone asks you what's the matter with me, tell them I'm saved, sanctified, I'm Holy Ghost filled, I'm fire baptized. I got Jesus on my side. I'm running for my life.
Well, I'm running for my life.
I'm running for my life. I'm running for my life. I'm running for my life. I'm running for my life. If anyone asks you what's the matter with me, tell them I'm saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, power baptized. I got Jesus on my side. I'm running for my life.
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 If anybody asks you what's the matter with me, tell them I'm saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, I'm fire baptized. I got Jesus on my side. I'm running for my life. 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 I'm running for my life.
If
anyone asks you what's the matter with me, tell them I'm saved, sanctified, I'm Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized. I got Jesus on my side. I'm running for my life.